Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for this opportunity to address the annual meeting of the Committee on Environmental Policy. Indeed, Madam Chair, UNEP values this opportunity to engage with member states in the region, sister UN agencies, and other partners as stakeholders. The science informing environmental policy keeps growing, including during this past year, and the messages for policy and decision makers keep getting louder. From status reports that the UNEC has conducted on the achievement of SDGs in the region to the just released emissions gap report by UNEP. What these messages tell us is that progress is not fast enough in keeping up with the environmental challenges we are facing, including in this region. We must do more. Entitled No More Hot Air, Please, the latest emissions gap report that we have just released found that nations must collectively deliver much stronger action, or the goal of 1.5 degrees Celsius will be gone within a few years. According to the current annual GHG emissions, this goal of 1.5 degrees will be history within about 4 years. So current efforts simply are not enough and fall short, and with a future bill that is piling up fast. What we do not invest in a greener future now, we will have to pay for at much higher costs in the future. The regular feature of heat waves and extreme weather events in this region too serve as a stark reminder, not to speak of the social costs of increased inequality due to the disproportionate harm caused to already disenfranchised and marginalized populations. Last week, UNEP also launched a second Caucasus Environmental Outlook, with the goal of enhancing the capacities of the six countries in the Caucasus region with the trends and information to make adequate policy decisions. In overcoming the challenges that we face, there is simply no alternative to inclusive and effective multilateralism. 2024 is a special year for multilateralism, with unique opportunities to right the ship and set an ambitious course for the future. Shortly after renewed commitment to multilateralism in the Pact for the Future adopted in New York, the triple COPs of the Convention on Biological Diversity, the Convention to Combat Desertification, and the Convention on Climate Change can be a milestone for renewed commitments and meaningful action. In addition, we are in the final stretch of a process to negotiate a plastics treaty and to effectively address one of the biggest environmental challenges today. The adoption of a robust response to plastic pollution is essential. My colleague from the Secretariat of the INC will give an update on the process emanating from a decision adopted by the UNEA a little bit later in the course of today. Ladies and gentlemen, the to-do list is long, but we also have in this region an impressive inventory of successful multilateralism and meaningful cooperation on environmental issues that has already been referenced. UNEP's Europe office, for example, hosts the secretariats of the Conventions Protecting the Carpathian Mountains and the Caspian Sea, two iconic natural resources in the region. UNEC, as Dimitri has mentioned, has spearheaded the development of several agreements that have also set the pace globally, from the Aarhus Convention to the Water Convention, and at this point, also congratulations to the Water Convention for successfully concluding its 10th MOP just a couple of weeks ago in Slovenia. The importance of countries coming together around a shared commitment for the environment was also celebrated at the sixth session of the United Nations Environment Assembly earlier this year, with the first ever MEA Day to share lessons by and across multilateral environmental agreements, including those under the UNECE. And Dimitri, again, we're very grateful for the participation of the Executive Secretary, and I will have a chance to brief you a little bit more in detail of what transpired at UNEA 6 and give you a bit of an outlook towards UNEA 7 later. At UNEP, we are grateful to enjoy the excellent cooperation with UNECE. Dimitri, many, many thanks to you and your team, Marco, to the team, but also with all the other UN agencies in the region. The most visible example of this cooperation in the region is perhaps the Issue-Based Coalition on Climate and Environment, which we co-chair together with UNEC and UNESCO. It is a robust mechanism for coordination, aligning the efforts of 17 UN agencies across Europe and Central Asia to translate global environmental commitments into meaningful action in the program countries under the UN reform. Tomorrow, CEP members will receive a more detailed overview of the IBC's contributions, and we look forward also to your insights on how we can improve this collaboration on UN, around UN agencies to really make it meaningful for US countries. Other examples include supporting the Pan-European region to develop sustainable infrastructure. And Dimitri, congratulations to you and EC for having lifted this issue also within the organization. This is an essential priority also for UNEP for its work within the region. Projects supporting a green reconstruction in Ukraine under the Greening Transportation Infrastructure Development Program and the recently launched Infrastructure Sustainability Learning Network in Turkey offer opportunities for scaling up this work also in the region. We have a lot to do, no doubt about it, but there are also many excellent examples of successes that can spur the action that we need going forward across the multitude of challenges. The CEP is an opportunity to do exactly that and support member states, support each other to ultimately serve the people and the communities in our beautiful region towards the achievement of the SDGs and a greener, better tomorrow, including those that are currently affected by conflict. Thank you very much, and Madam Chair, with these few words, I'll hand it back over to you.